Avery rang the doorbell with two boxes of pizza in hand. And when the door was opened, she was met with two already poured glasses of wine. "My kind of greeting," she said with a smile as Charles placed a gentle kiss on her cheek. "I thought you might like one of the bigger glasses," he said. "Is that for me or for you?" Avery laughed. "You've had quite the day, I guess." Charles sort of shrugged in agreement. Avery placed the pizzas down and gratefully took the glass of wine from him. They made a bit of small talk and spoke about the cooling weather and the beauty of the fall vines. But eventually, Avery couldn't stand it anymore. "So today was quite a day," she started. Charles took a deep breath, instantly looking tense at the mention of it. "Yeah. Did you have fun at the grape stomp?" he asked. "Sorry I couldn't come to greet you. I needed to go back to the other officers to clear everything up." "Right," Avery said with a knowing smile. "The prank thing." "Yeah," Charles responded. A heavy sigh escaped him. "So, are you going to tell me what really happened?" Avery asked. "I know you well enough by now to know when you're talking nonsense." Charles tried to hide his smile, but it was hopeless. The corners of his mouth turned up without control.
"I knew it," Avery said excitedly. "You have to tell me now. I promise I won't say anything."
"I trust you," Charles said. "But you absolutely can't speak a word about any of this. And you can't let anyone at the station know that you know."
"Oh, exciting," Avery teased, reaching for another slice of pizza.
"There was a dead body there today," Charles said. "The man was very much murdered."
Avery stopped chewing. "Really?" she asked, with her mouth full.
Charles nodded. "We found him face down in a shallow grave with a knife stabbed into his heart. The handle was still sticking out of his body."
"Weird," Avery said.
"Whoever did it went through the trouble of digging a shallow grave, but left the knife there? I can tell you this, whoever did it was not experienced."
"Clearly," Charles agreed. "I don't think it was well thought through."
Avery was pleased that she was able to learn the truth from Charles. It was important to her that he trusted her. She felt special that he was willing to share a secret with her, despite the fact that his career could be at risk because of it.
"Thanks for telling me," she voiced. "I knew something was up."
"I like talking about work with you," Charles said, with a smile. "You see things a little differently sometimes, and it's really helpful. I think it's because of all those crime novels you helped your husband with. Let's not forget the ones you wrote yourself."
Avery smiled. "I do have a really important question, though," she asked.
"Go ahead," Charles said, topping up her wine.
"Why lie about there being a body?" Avery asked. "You told everyone it was just a prank. That's kind of a weird thing to do."
"It felt pretty weird, if I'm honest," Charles said. "But it was necessary. The body belongs to a man we've been searching for some time. It pertains to a missing persons report. So, I guess we found him."
"How long has the person been missing?" Avery asked.
"Some time," Charles answered. "It's the owner of Mountain Glaze Vineyard, Joshua Branson. So, I guess he was closer to home than we thought."
"Did you suspect he had been murdered?" Avery asked.
"Yes and no. Without actual evidence of him being hurt, there was no way to say for sure that he had been harmed," Charles said. "I will say that in the vines of his own vineyard was the last place I was expecting to find him."
"So he's likely been there for some time," Avery said. "I wonder how he was never found."
"Apparently, that part of the vineyard is only for tourists to go on walks, so there aren't often workers there. I guess nobody has walked there for some time."
Avery mulled it over. It made sense, but it also didn't. It seemed so foolish to her for someone to have killed him and then left him on his own property to be found. "So why keep it a secret that he was found?" Avery asked. "Surely everyone is looking for him. Wouldn't they want to know that he was found?"